even though we are the ones standing here and climate, environmental and human rights activists all over the world are being prosecuted, sometimes convicted and given legal penalties for acting in line with science, we must remember who the real enemy is. What are we defending? Who are our laws meant to protect? These corporations are destroying and destabilizing the climate and the biosphere and the very living conditions we humans depend on to survive. They have displaced and destroyed countless people's lives and livelihoods.
That's climate activist Greta Thunberg speaking after she appeared on February 1 in the Westminster Magistrates Court, charged with failing to comply with a condition imposed under Section 14 of the Public Order Act. She appeared in court with Christopher Kebben, Joshua James Unwin, Jeff Rice and Peter Barker. They each faced fines of £2,500 if found guilty. However, the charges were dismissed. Yes, welcome to this latest episode of Climate Conversations. I am your host, Robert McLean. This podcast is assembled here in Shepparton, in northern Victoria, Australia, on the lands of the Yorta Yorta people. Yes, the stolen lands of the Yorta Yorta people. I pay my respects to elders, past, present and emerging. First, we have a story from The Guardian. It's by Damien Gale, the environment correspondent. The headline for the story is, Greta Thunberg goes to trial over London oil industry protests. The story begins. Greta Thunberg defied a police officer's instruction to comply with an order to stop protesting outside an oil industry summit in central London last year, a court has heard. The Swedish campaigner was one of five activists appearing at the Westminster Magistrates Court on Thursday, charged with failing to comply with the condition imposed under Section 14 of the Public Order Act, after they were told to leave the area. Facing trial with her were Christopher Kebben, Joshua James Unwin, Jeff Rice and Peter Barker. They faced fines of £2,500 if found guilty. They were arrested after taking part in protests organised by Fossil Free London and Greenpeace last October that blocked the entrances of the Intercontinental Hotel in Mayfair, the venue for the Energy Intelligence Forum, the EIF, attended by fossil fuel executives and government ministers. Join me now as we listen to 90 Seconds from Yale Climate Connections.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2021, heavy rains flooded Yolanda Miguel's Brooklyn, New York home and the home-based daycare facility she runs.
Everything was messed up. Everything get wet. We have to throw everything out. All the toys, mats. I was devastated at the beginning, but we have to keep on going.
Miguel is one of more than 2,000 licensed childcare providers in New York City who operate out of homes with basements or cellars. Many of those providers use that basement space for classrooms, offices, and storage. But as climate change brings more extreme storms, these spaces are vulnerable to flooding.
And for family childcare providers, this threatens not only their home, but their business and their livelihood.
Amy Shea is with the Low Income Investment Fund. The nonprofit has helped childcare providers pay to repair and renovate flood-damaged facilities. Miguel qualified for a grant of more than $60,000. Which was used to replace flooring and windows and install drainage pipes to help protect against future floods.
It helped me a lot.
The nonprofit has funded work at 19 childcare programs. Shea says it's a start, but more is needed to protect these businesses that families depend on. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And now from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, we hear wildfires in Chile claim 46 lives with the death toll expected to rise. The story begins. At least 46 people have been killed by forest fires in Chile with the death toll expected to rise. President Gabriel Boric said, black smoke billowed into the sky over many parts of the Valparaiso region, home to nearly 1 million inhabitants in central Chile, while firefighters using helicopters and trucks struggled to quell the flames in the area. Interior Minister Carolina Toha said rescue teams were attempting to reach affected areas around the coastal city of Viña del Mar. Throughout the country, there were 92 active fires, leaving more than 43,000 hectares affected by the incident, Ms. Toha said. We have reports from other places. where there are indications that there may be more people dead, but we do not have confirmation on the ground. You'll find a link for that story in the show notes. From Inside Climate News, we have a story written by Lisa Gross. The headline for the story is Converging Climate Risks Interact to Cause More Harm, Hitting Disadvantaged Californians Hardest. The story begins. The future happens in California first, long referred to the state's reputation as an environmental leader. It's come to describe the Golden State's front row seat to a rotating list of overlapping extreme events that are appearing with ever more frequency and ferocity as the climate warms. Now, new research suggests that being on the front lines of climate change is making Californians sick. Extreme heat and wildfire smoke can increase the risk of cardiac and respiratory disease and death. But recent studies show that exposure to heat and particle pollution together can be far more dangerous than exposure to either alone. And emerging evidence suggests that the fine particulate matter, or PM2.5, from wildfires may be far more harmful than PM2.5 emissions from other sources like car exhaust. Now, it's clear that PM2.5 from smoke combined with heat is a particularly harmful combination. In the new study published in the peer-reviewed journal Science Advances, University of California researchers from the San Diego and Los Angeles campuses studied hospital admissions for cardiac and respiratory diseases between 2006 and 2019 across California. The researchers found that simultaneous exposure to extreme heat and PM2.5 from wild smoke led to far more hospitalizations than exposure to either hazard alone. Coming up in March is the Nillumbik Climate Month, organized by the Nillumbik Climate Action Team. They say, join us for a compelling series of presentations on climate and environment issues designed to inspire, inform, and give us courage. Courage to face the climate emergency and to act. They say they'll have expert speakers who will present sessions over two weekends, March 2 and 3 and March 16 and 17. They say all are welcome. The tickets are free, but they want people to book for catering purposes. The in-person event will be held at the Edendale Community Farm in Eltham, Victoria. You'll find a link for that event on the show notes. It's been my view for some time, probably the best part of the 20 years I've been involved in the climate conversation, that it's women who are leading the charge. It's women who understand and accept that climate change is going to impact on the world and impact on our life. That's confirmed, for me at least, in a story from The Conversation that has the headline, Australia's young people are moving to the left, though young women are more progressive than men, reflecting a global trend. The story begins. Recent research suggests a growing gender gap in political leanings around the world. In Gen Z, the youngest voting generation, young women are becoming more progressive than men. Young Australian women, too, are significantly shifting towards the political left, but so are young Australian men, although at a relatively slower rate. I've analysed data from the Australian Election Study, spanning 1996 to 2022, to find out what's happening. You'll find a link for that story in the show notes. I've dropped the ball somewhat. I had the bones of this episode ready to go on Friday, but it's taken me until today, Monday, to actually get it all ready to publish it. So I apologise for that, and hopefully the story is not too dated. Well, we've reached the end of this episode of Climate Conversations. Thanks so much for your company. It's been great to have you along. Now, I'd like you to follow this podcast, because if you do that, you'll be alerted every time I publish a new episode. Also, I'm keen to know what you think about this podcast, so you can contact me via email at r.mclean7@icloud.com. Don't hold back, good or bad, please let me know. Also, it's important that you share this with your friends. Put it on your networks, let people know what's happening with the climate crisis. Yes, we need everyone on board, because it takes everyone to change everything. Now, until we talk again, please take care, stay safe, and please be kind. For everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. Now, stay safe and be kind.